Tips for Hardy Gardeners, a regular feature of Tuesdays on 103.3 KUMD. Hey, TK, how you doing, dude?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you? Regular feature. How about that?
Well, yeah. For like, what, 30 years or something?
Yeah, I started when I was 2.
Exactly. Yeah, you did. I remember that. Yeah. Now, you were so cute. You were so adorable. Tom Casper has grown up on our airwaves.
Yeah, and I'd have to take a nap after.
Yeah,
now,
I know.
Now that's come full circle. Now I need to take a nap again after this show.
Isn't that the way it goes? Holy
yes.
Cow. So what do you want to say to encourage folks to go to the phone and support KUMD? I mean, we're talking about community. We're talking about if you got a little extra, you can do a little something for your community to maybe help out folks that don't have right now.
Right. Yeah. You know, I know I've come into the station over the last couple of decades and helped you guys on different pledge drives. And it was always so much fun. And to hear from folks who were excited to start gardening or to learn more about gardening or just to share what they know about gardening. And this show is really a vehicle, or this segment of your show is really a vehicle for us to be able to do that at an extremely local level. I mean, we're talking about things that are happening right here in our community. You guys are talking about things that are happening right here in our community and how they impact us day to day and what that means to us day to day.
Well, you've kind of gone a little bit nuts in a nice way. I mean, you're a guy that took this whole food insecurity and let's grow vegetables thing just into a whole nother dimension. And you've been growing vegetables for the Damiano Center. So folks have some nice, and kids in particular, of course, have some nice, fresh foods to enjoy with their meals. And they can cook with some nice, fresh foods. And of course, the Duluth Community Garden Program is helping folks get going with growing their own food. Now, didn't you have a project that you were working on where you were going to try to get a bunch of people together to grow food for the Damiano or something? I've got that in my brain, but, you know, there's all kinds of dust and old furniture, you know, and stacks of magazines.
Yeah,
and
project.
There's a lot of that stuff in there.
Yeah, Laura Hack and I are working on a project together called Open Hands Food Project. And it really is all about providing food for the less fortunate. And last year we donated about 2,500 pounds of fresh organic produce to the Damiano Center. Yeah, and then they distribute it to the folks that come there that are oftentimes dealing with food insecurity or even worse, no food. And they gave all that out. And we heard testimonies from folks who had never eaten an eggplant and tried it and cooked it and loved it or had green beans or whatever, you know, all kinds of ways that we have impacted somebody's opportunity to enjoy fresh vegetables. So,
well, there were a lot of folks, I'm sure, last year visiting the Damiano or perhaps taking advantage of a local food shelf who never thought they'd be doing that before. Because, you know, you get these ideas about how, you know, people that are poor, they're different than we are. Not, you know, I don't know about you, TK, but I'm living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, we're all living, or many of us are living that where a certain thing changes in our life and we're in crisis. So so that's what this program really was about, is to try to help a little bit with that. So we were so inspired with how it went last year and the feedback that we received from the executive director, Seth, at the Damiano Center and some of the other folks and participants as we were handing out food. But so we have put a new goal out for ourselves, which is 5,000 pounds of food.
Wow.
To grow and donate this year.
That's just awesome.
And as you know, I am not getting any younger.
Well, I am.
I know you are.
Yeah. Well, actually, what's happening is I'm reverting mentally and emotionally, but that's kind of like getting younger, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So and Laura's been a tremendous help, and Peggy and Dina and other folks that have come up and helped. have all been very helpful, but we're looking to expand that and offer this opportunity for more people to get involved with the idea, to share their knowledge of gardening and their desire to help other people, even if they don't have the space in their own yard or an opportunity to garden, but would like to help out. We're going to be creating this weekly opportunity for folks to come up and weed and harvest and clean the vegetables and even deliver them. We're talking with Second Harvest about providing food for them and a food shelf over in Superior and the new YMCA program that a young lady has started in Superior. So we're really looking to try to make as much difference as we can, given that we're in a position to be able to do that and want to do that.
So, that is so awesome. It's called the Open Hands Food Project. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
And
we do have a Facebook page.
Do ya? Oh, that's what I was going to ask for.
Yeah. And we have our first event. It's a rock picking project, but nonetheless, it's an event.
My dad used to say, growing up on the farm, that was a job he hated like nothing else.
Yeah. So if we could get some people up there to help me with a job I hate like nothing else.
Well, you know, if you've got some, you know, of course, I mean, this was probably, he was probably doing this with horses too. Well, that would have made it even more fun. So, you know, if you have draft horses, you could come up. But I mean, if you're driving like a little lawn tractor with a pulling a tiny little trailer behind, you know, and you get out, you pick some rocks, you got gloves, you pick rocks, you throw them in the little trailer, you know, you drive a little bit more. That'd be actually sort of fun.
Yeah.
And of course, things that you do with friends, even from 6 feet apart, are super fun.
Yeah, and that's what our hope is it's kind of the kickoff, and then after that, probably the week after that, we're going to start with planting in the field, planting peas and some of the cold season crops and things like that, and really get this going. Our hope is, last year we provided vegetables for about, I think it was about 12 weeks that we brought weekly supplies of vegetables down to the Damiano Center, and our hope is to increase that to 17 or 18 weeks, I believe, something along that line. So really starting in early June and going well into October with providing vegetables for folks. So we're hoping to get an earlier start and with help of our community and the people around us to help bring this along, I think we'll have a very successful season in that garden and it's really just something about wanting to do something to help other people that are less fortunate at any time, and certainly during this time when there's so much unfortunate happening, be able to do something like this is really important. So,
well, you know, it's part of this whole idea of gratitude that they want to encourage in everybody, to take a look at the things you do have and to be grateful for them, and to be grateful for little things. You know, like, for example, I was feeling a little blood sugary a minute ago, and I went and got a banana because there are nice food donors that have provided us with some food. And so I had a banana, and I'm really grateful for that banana because I feel a little bit better now. And grateful. The things that you have, the things that are going right, sometimes you really got to look. Sometimes it's nothing more than, sometimes my gratitude list has been my dogs and flannel sheets. And sometimes it's my dogs and hot coffee. And I mean, there are times when you sort of feel like you're scraping the bottom of the barrel to come up with things to be thankful for, but being aware of the blessings that you have and the gifts that you have, the kind of the natural outflow of that is, well, what can I do for other people with, you know, with some of these things that I've got going on? You know, what can I do with my time? What can I do with my energy? What can I do with the things that I'm good at that will benefit somebody else? I was out for a walk with some friends this weekend, and a lady came by with her friendly dog, and I sat him down and took his picture. Pictures turned out as cute as could be. And I thought, you know, I don't have lots of very useful skills. I will, however, come to anybody's house and read the weather for them. Okay. If you need the weather read, I am your gal, okay? And I will
and
do it for you.
We all need that.
Well, yes, sometimes we do. But I thought,
that's a beautiful skill.
Here's a skill. Here's something I can do. I can actually do this. And I sent her the pictures, and she was thrilled. And it was fun to photograph him. His name is Charlie, and he's adorable. And so you try to give what you can, do what you can, wherever you are, as much as you can, and try to make people smile, make people feel happy. And my heavens, feeding people food, what could possibly be more important than that? I mean, that's good stuff, DK.
Yeah.
I'm kind of impressed by you. About the time I think you're just, you know, shallow and superficial, you surprise me.
I try to. Well, and you know, the interesting thing is, as you know, I've been on this show for more than 20 years every other Tuesday. And I mostly have talked about flowers. You know, flowers has really been my thing. I love all kinds of flowers. And
flowers are good for your soul.
Yeah. And last year was really my first year to grow vegetables on any kind of scale like we were doing up on this project. And it really has been, for me, life-changing to be able to do that and give those away to people that can use them as part of their life and part of their sustenance. So that, it, like you said, it, doing these things and being feeling grateful and being able to do them and share that skill, whether it's taking pictures of Charlie on a walk or...
I am going to photograph. I'm photographing the Yorkies one of these days, TK.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yes, you are, and I wish you good luck. Last weekend, I saw folks out picking up garbage along the Lester River and things like that, or Lester River Road. And, you know, if we're all doing something, whether it's gardening or taking pictures of dogs or picking up garbage or, you know, a whole host of things that we can all do at some level to benefit our community is a better place, and our community looks out for each other a little bit more when we see each other doing things like that. Even if it is at a social distance, we know that you're there. We know that people care.
You see something that needs done and you do it. You see, you try to figure out, you know, with the things I know, how can I be useful? And like I say, maybe the only things you can do are taking pictures of dogs and reading the weather. But by golly, you find somebody who needs the weather read and you read it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe even a little bit of, you know, maybe an interpretive reading. I'm thinking at one point, you know, to expand into, you know, dance. You know, interpretive dance.
On that note, would you please stop your rain dance? We've had enough.
So we got it. So we want to encourage folks. First of all, I'm going to get some information up on our website, so it'll be easy for folks to find information if they want to take part in your project. Yeah. Secondly, it occurs to me that at the Damiano and some of these other places, that some fresh-cut flowers would not be a bad idea. You know, nice centerpieces for the table, or if people could pick up some flowers to put on their own table at home, that might be kind of nice.
Yes.
And so you can, you know, we'll make it possible so it'll be easy for folks to connect with you about that. And then we want to encourage them to also do a little something. And right now, I mean, it kind of boils down to money, which is, you know, you always feel kind of ill at ease talking about it. But right now it boils down to money. We're almost done with the membership drive and we need to wrap it up. We need to raise the last couple thousand dollars, and we want to wrap it up, but we can't do it until we raise that last couple thousand dollars. So say something genius and brilliant, TK, and encourage somebody to make a $2,000 pledge.
Okay, how about if Bending Birch's greenhouse, which is where I do my whole flower and vegetable thing, how about if we donate $500 to KUMD as a match for other people to match too?
That's fabulous. Let's do that.
So up to $500. So hopefully that would mean $1,000.
Oh, wow, we'd be almost done. That would be awesome.
Yeah. TK, yeah, so then we could get Lisa back to reading the weather.
Yeah. Well, you know, I do that occasionally at cocktail parties, you know, when I've had an extra glass or two of wine. Yeah, I start reading the weather and things.
I don't even think it takes that much, does it?
Nah, usually not. No. All right. Well, anyway, we'll do that then. We've got a $500 matching grant from Bending Birches Greenhouse. And if you want to do your part for your community, as we've been talking about this morning, right now, your community radio station needs you to go to the phone and call 218-726-7181 or click and join at kumd.org. TK, it is truly a pleasure to have you on the air for low these many years, and I don't know how we got so lucky, but you're just a blessing I'm going to count, okay?
Sounds great. It's been a blessing to be on the program and look forward to many more years.
All right. Give the Yorkies a heads up. Their time in the spotlight is coming.
I'll start doing their hair.
Do it. All right, Tom Casper, our longtime host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, a regular feature of Tuesdays on KUMD.